Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Youpreneur Podcast. Before we get going with this episode of the show, however, I've got a very special announcement for you. This is your personal invitation to join me, my team, some very, very close influential friends of mine, and a host of other smart entrepreneurs at the inaugural Long Haul Leader Summit, which is taking place in the historic heart of Cambridge, England, on November the 16th and the 17th of 2024. You're going to be able to learn from the best in the business. You're going to be able to network with like-minded leaders and other entrepreneurs just like you that are on a similar journey to yourself. We've got some incredible masterminds planned. Lots of great strategies will be shared. And by the time we're all done together, you're going to walk away with a solid plan of action that you can follow through for the entirety of 2025. But here's the thing though. We've only got 100 exclusive spots available. So this is your chance to be part of an intimate group focused on sustainable success, avoiding burnout, and ultimately making a whole bunch of money in the process. So go ahead right now and visit longhaulleader.com. There's links in the show notes as well to secure your ticket to make sure that we're all hanging out with each other in November this year. That's longhaulleader.com. I'll see you there. Right, let's get on with the episode.
This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community, a place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Well, hello and welcome to episode number 161 of Youpreneur FM. Thank you so much for being here. As always, I very much appreciate it. Today, we've got one of my short form solo chit chats. Just me today. And I'm going to be sharing three quick tips on how you can become more productive as an entrepreneur working from home. Okay, so if you're a home-based entrepreneur, meaning your home is your primary working environment, today's quick show is going to hopefully shed a few rays of light on things so that you can become more productive, get more done, and ultimately become more successful working at home. Before we get into the content, however, a very quick reminder that as a Youpreneur FM listener, you can gain 100% instant and free access to our Youpreneur Launchpad course. Now, this is a course to take if you are wanting to focus in on building a long-term profitable business based around your personal brand. So if you're a coach, blogger, author, speaker, consultant, expert of any kind, podcaster, you name it, anybody that's building a business based around what you're all about and your expertise, your message, the people you want to serve, the Youpreneur Launchpad will help you build the business of you. To grab instant free access, all you got to do is head over to chrisducker.com/launchpad and you'll be in immediately. That's chrisducker.com/launchpad. Okay, so let's talk about working from home. Now, I am very blessed to be in a position where I am today. It wasn't always this way, but I work Monday to Thursday only. I have a 3-day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I work Monday to Thursday and around 6 to 7 hours on each of those 4 days. And I work out of home. I work out of my home office. I'm based here in Cebu in the Philippines. And I have a facility around about a 20-minute drive away from here now where the larger of my several businesses is housed. We actually have 3 floors on a 5-story building and have around 480 full-time employees at the time of recording this. And we're a multi 7-figure annual revenue business. Now, I don't say all these things to gloat and boast, but what I'm trying to say here is that I run that business from my home. And very recently, I did a Periscope broadcast on this very topic, and somebody quoted, or rather commented, that it was very, very hard to build a big, successful, profitable business from your home. And I had to call, obviously, a huge amount of BS on that because I've done it myself. And I've seen many other people do it as well. So today, what I wanted to do is give you my three top tips for working at home and how you can use these three very simple tips to follow that actually catapult your productivity and make sure that you get the most out of every single day when you're working out of your home. So let's get stuck in. Tip number one is to keep regular working hours. Unfortunately, when we're working at home, we have the tendency to sort of get up when we want to, have a tea break when we want to, take a bit of a nap when we want to, get back to work. And then, you know, before we know what's happening, the working day per se is finished and we're working into the night. Maybe we're putting the kids to bed, then we're going back to the home office again. Silly, silly move, people. You want to keep regular working hours. Just because you're working from home doesn't mean that you shouldn't be super scheduled and focused. So start and end your working day at roughly the same time every single day. Doing that alone will help you boost your productivity. The second tip that I want to throw at you is the idea of completely ignoring email, social media, and any other busy work when you begin your working day. So let me set the picture. You brew yourself your first cup of coffee, you walk into your home office, or maybe you've got a little cubby area that you're working in your living room or wherever it may be. You sit down, you open up Gmail, and boom, your first hour is gone before you even know what happens. Then you pop on the social media and you get sucked into all those silly little adverts and cat videos on Facebook and all those retweets on Twitter and so on and so on and so on. Before you know what's happening, it's lunchtime and half of your day is done. What I want you to do instead of all this busy and admin-based work is seriously consider starting your day by handling all of your creative work first. So when I say creative work, I talk about things like writing blog posts, putting together sales copy for landing pages, maybe recording podcast episodes, maybe even recording videos, possibly getting onto Periscope and doing a daily scope show for your followers. Whatever it is, anything that revolves and kind of focuses on you being the main creative force between and around that piece of work and the average work that you have to do on a very regular basis to maintain your business, I want you to focus in on that creative work first. Get it out of the way and then go into maintenance mode afterwards. Trust me, I do this myself. You will thank me for it. It's a big game changer. And lastly, the third and final tip that I want to share with you here today on this is to make sure that you have regular breaks throughout the course of the day. Now, for some of you, that might be really, really regimented. You know, coffee break at 10:30, you know, a nap at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, lunch at 12 noon, whatever the case may be. But just have breaks regularly. I remember years and years ago, I was working, my last ever job, actually, I was working for a guy based out of Miami, very, very successful business owner. And I used to go over to Miami quite regularly to sit and to work with him and converse and brainstorm and all the rest of it. And I noticed very quickly early on in our one-on-one sessions with each other that he would very rarely get up from his desk and walk in towards the bathroom or the kitchen to get a glass of water or whatever the case may be. Now, for me, that's just complete madness. I mean, when you're depriving yourself of having a pee, I mean, there's certainly something wrong with that. So whatever it may be, just get away from the computer screen, get away from the working environment on a regular basis throughout the course of the day. Sometimes in the middle of the morning, I might take a 15 or a 20 minute break and go down and do a small yoga session with my wife, who is a yoga teacher, stretch and sweat a little bit and then get back into work. Every now and then in the afternoon, I might sit down and just read a book for 20 minutes, completely un-business related, just to switch off for a little while. I very rarely nap, I will say. I'm not a big Napa. I've tried to get into it because I hear there's massive benefits, but I just have a major issue with falling asleep in the middle of the day. I just can't do it. My body doesn't accept it. But if that's what works for you as well, go ahead and have that 15 or 20 minute nap. It doesn't matter. What I want you to do is very seriously consider breaking on a regular basis throughout the course of your workday. So those are my three quick tips to boost your productivity whilst working at home as an entrepreneur. A quick recap. Number one, make sure that you keep a regular working schedule. Start and end roughly at the same time every day. Number two, do your creative work first and then get into all the busy work like email and social media. And lastly, don't forget to take regular breaks throughout the course of the day. It'll serve you and your loved ones and your business very, very well. I hope you've enjoyed this very quick short form episode of Youpreneur FM. It's been a while since I've done one, so I thought I'd slam one in here towards the end of April. I'll be back again next week with an interview show. My good friend Kim Garst is on the call to talk all about social media, live video, and a lot more. It's a real goodie, and I know you're going to love it. Until then, take good care, and don't forget to head over to chrisducker.com/launchpad to get a hold of that free training that everyone is just going goo-goo over right now. I'll be back at you again soon. Bye for now.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business, as well as rub shoulders, gain support, have access to immediate feedback, as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today. That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you on the inside.
Hey, before you move forward with your day, just a quick reminder one more time about the Long Haul Leaders Summit taking place November 16 and 17 this year, 2024, in Cambridge, England. This is your chance, along with 100 other entrepreneurs from all over the world, to boost your income, elevate your impact, and build a legacy. This is the live event for entrepreneurs that you need to be at this year, my friend, because not only are we going to teach you lots of great strategies and processes and systems and all that good stuff in terms of scaling your business, but most importantly, you're going to learn from the best in the game when it comes to making the moves that you need to make in order to be able to go the distance in business and in life. I really hope to see you there. Grab your ticket right now before they're all gone. Longhaulleader.com. Bye for now.